Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. With much to say, much to give us, much information to give us, He speaks to us in the heart. And His words are accurate. His words are life. His words help quicken us. Anyone who can believe Him and receive what He has to say will be blessed, totally blessed in Him. It's the Father's good pleasure to give us the whole kingdom. All of His words is life. That's where we get our faith from. We believe what's in His heart. We believe what He has to say. And it makes all the difference. We receive wisdom and knowledge so that we can mature and be strong. We receive counsel, all the intricate knowledge of what to do in the face of our enemy. While the enemy is plotting against us and working against us, we can be schooled in what to do, trained for each occasion. Each occasion. It's sad to say, and I regret to say, that many Christians do not use the resources they have. They don't spend time with the Holy Spirit to gain knowledge so that they can trust Him. And they become weary in well-doing because of it. Because they don't know what to do. They're not sure anymore. They've exhausted the faith they have with this life. But all who stay in the love of God and keep their relationship with Him alive. So you can be married. A man can be married to a woman and the relationship can virtually go away because they're caught up in the business of the day. The children, the work, the schedules. And they don't take time for each other anymore. And they do things they really don't want to do all day long. But what could be a blessing won't seem like a blessing anymore. And people call it a rat race, which is not. It's, everything must be done in order. You have to give attention to what's important to you. And a relationship with the Lord is no different. God is not a robot. He is our Father. And He's God, and He's our friend. He's for us, not against us. But with His wisdom, all the things you have to do become very simple to you. And He'll show you how to lighten the load. Jesus said, "Come, follow me. Come to me. You that are weary and heavy laden. My yoke is easy. My burden is light." In other words, follow God. Don't do it the hard way. Don't do it man's way. And sometimes all the people that's around you doing what you're doing, they're doing it the wrong way. And you have to step back and receive the counsel of God. And then you'll do it the easy way. If you spend time with the Lord knows what to do. And what the Lord helped me understand took a lot of time. It wasn't easy for God to teach me all these things, but He did. And He did it by the Word. I filled my heart with His Word, and then He gave me revelation knowledge so that I could understand and get it, so I could make a difference. And it works. It works good. But those who trust the Lord, this is how they can live. Those who seek His counsel. Now, I'm not talking about one time. I'm talking about as a pattern. This is what you do in all situations. All situations. You follow God in all situations. Whatever He say, do it. the mother of Jesus, Mary, wanted, they ran out of wine. And she went to Jesus. And he said, "Woman, it's not my time." And he said, and she wanted him to make the water. She told her people, "Whatever he say, do it." And he said, "Fill up the water pots to the, fill up the barrels to the brim with water." And he turned it to wine. And they said it was the best wine. Now God loves us. He's here to do good things for you now. Whatever he say, do it. Don't fail. You'll never know the revelation that follows if you don't do it. You'll never know it until God reveals it to you in heaven. But on this side, you will not learn, but you will learn if you obey him. That's where you're strong. You're not strong when you, where you, your education don't make you strong as the education that God gives. Even if you have an education, you got to follow God. Man's best effort is no match for what God can do. And it's important. It's life. And it'll make all the difference. Now, the Lord taught me many things. And he gave me wisdom beyond my years. And I hate to say it, but it made older men of God jealous. And the only reason I'm saying it, because you're going to run into it. People get in competition with the anointing. They felt like I wasn't supposed to know those things, but I did. And they got angry. And they were jealous. And they acted like they were jealous. And if I'm wrong, it sure did. It looked like they acted like I was jealous, like they were jealous. To the point they didn't want to listen. And some avoided a conversation with me. But I kept following God anyway. It works. God never intended for men to be in competition with each other in the first place. But it's useless to wander into competition with somebody's anointing. That's a grace that they didn't give themselves. Now you can be in competition with it, or you can receive and be blessed from it. And when I saw how people did, I said, "I'll never do that. I won't do people that way." If somebody's younger than me and they come along and they got good sense, that's good. If they speak God's word, I'm going to receive it, like, as if it was God talking to me himself. Because it is. They weren't resisting me. They were resisting the Holy Spirit. I'm just a messenger. A messenger can bring you good news and bad news that can save your life and help you. Some news is not what you desire to hear, but if you listen, you'll be blessed. But it's not the messenger who you have to honor as much as the one who sent it. And it got so bad that the Lord would, when he would give me fresh revelation, and when I go in the presence of people that were in pride, that's the only reason they would do something like that. They were in pride. God resists the proud. He would cause me not to remember any of the fresh revelation he gave. But once I'm out of that presence, then it all comes back. And I talked about that before. It was weird to me. I didn't understand what was going on. I thought it was one of Satan's tricks, but it wasn't. Because Satan can't trick like that. That was the Holy Spirit. He can cause you to reveal revelation and conceal revelation. Because Paul said we're stewards of the mysteries of God. And God don't give it to people who harden their heart. that's the only place that it fit. He said he give grace to the humble and he resists the proud. The word does the same thing. People who are proud, they have a hard time receiving revelation because their heart is too hard. But people who humble themselves and study God's word, they can receive from it and be blessed every time. Every time. You can receive counsel for every part of your life. The Lord talked to me about things that's more than just ministry. He's not limited to ministry and redemption things. He's not just limited to the wisdom of the word. He taught me how to fix cars. He taught me things that I didn't know. Things about science. When I first started my first business, I worked out of my truck, and I bought a truck out of the junkyard. And it got to where it would drive about a mile and a half and cut off. And after about 10 minutes, it'll crank up and drive another mile and a half. And I couldn't figure it out. I did everything I knew to do. I rebuilt the carburetor again. I tuned it up again. I did all kind of things, trying to figure out what was wrong. And I went in the living room and prayed. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. Show me what's wrong with my truck. He said, check your fuel line. I went and checked my fuel line. I even changed all the rubber hose that I could find. And that didn't work at first. And I went and did other things. And the next day I thought about something. He said, check the fuel line. I said, I didn't check the fuel line inside the gas tank. So I took the top of the gas tank apart because it was behind the seat in that 6-to-1 model. And behold, I saw rust on the metal line. And what was happening is the rust had made a hole, a pinhole. And the fuel pump would suck gas, but air would get trapped in the carburetor and wouldn't let the float bowl fill up. And it took about 10 minutes for that air to bleed off. And once it did, it would pump fuel again. So I drilled me another hole and ran a new line. And I never had the problem again. It was indeed the fuel line. I had to find it. He told me where to look. I looked and I found. With the revelation of God, you got to do your part. Don't give up on it so quick. The Lord will make us, He will help us do what we need to do. He will make you ready as you follow Him. He will prepare you. He will train you according to His perfect word. And then you got to receive the revelation He gives so that you can benefit. He talks about more than just redemptive things. He taught me things about people. Modern everyday people. A pastor that loves God, a true pastor, should receive the knowledge of God about his people. If they go in God's presence, the Lord can teach them about every member in their congregation and how to help them, especially a smaller church. Now, if I was a pastor, I would be seeking the Lord about every person and what they're capable of. So I could, by the Holy Spirit, help them find the things that are in them so God can use them. Now, that's their job. That's not my job. But whatever information God give me concerning them, I would be learning it so that I could help them. See, the only way to take advantage of time is to get key things in place. Time is going to happen, but you can take advantage of time, and you can use the laws of sowing and reaping like winds in the sail of a ship. You could be going forward and gaining momentum all the time if you put the right things in place. Some churches have all the resources they need to become a worldwide ministry. They have the people, but they're not in. But some of the people are in the wrong place within the ministry. When you get the right people in place, you do better. And that's something to pray for. That's something to ask the Holy Spirit about. Who will yield to the Lord in the area that they are working in? Who is a fit in the first place? Sometimes ministries have to just be repositioned by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Not the wisdom of man, not desire, but the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And I knew this a long time ago. But when I would attempt to tell people to follow God, they wouldn't do it. See, the same revelation the same relationship you enjoy with the Lord. You're talking to him, he's talking to you. You love him. The same relationship is what is your best weapon against the tactics of the enemy, and it's your best weapon to go forward. It's your strength. If you can yield to the Lord, he can show you the best choice, the best way to do a thing, the best example. He knows his people and what they're capable and what he's doing in their lives. And some people should leave. They are trained, and the Lord's been preparing them to do another work. And when they go, you've done your job. And when they start a ministry, God has another soldier out there fighting. And if you've been, in all the wisdom that you have, he can give it to other people. That's how it's supposed to be. Churches are supposed to spread out. People are supposed to become equipped to do the work of the ministry. They're not supposed to die in the same building. They have work to do. God has work for them to do. They need to be trained. They need to be to move. Some people need to move on. Some will stay, but some need to move on. And it's important, but it's not happening because man is in charge and not God. We are in charge, but we have to put God in charge. And when we put God in charge, we excel. No magic, just the way it is. Either he is in charge or he's not. The Lord has so much to say, so much wisdom to give. And he taught me things about people and what they're capable of, so I know he'll do it for a pastor. And he gives us what to say and how to do it. And when we follow him, it works. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.